Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release It Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I'm still Harold Weaver.
And so, guys, I know we missed 1 week of doing the podcast, but we're back. And today on this week's topic, we're going to talk about knowing the hand of God. Knowing the hand of God. And the scripture that I'm just going to just give you a brief synopsis of it is coming out of 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, and it's the 32nd verse. And it talks about the Issachar tribe. The Issachar tribe was men, leaders, who knew and understood the signs of times and knew the best course of action, when they should move, when they shouldn't move, because they knew God's hand. They knew when God was saying move forward. They knew when God said stay still. They knew when God said go over there, go to the right, go to the left. And so we came up with this topic because I've been in the process of moving forward in something that God has put on my heart for a long time to do. So we're saying almost a good 10, 12 years, I had one piece of what I was supposed to be doing. And then the second half came once my daughter had passed. So in the midst of me knowing that this is the time to step out, I started moving. And so as I was moving, I guess you could say, I might as well say I got lost in one point of it, because I was so focused on just moving that I wasn't fully focusing on what God wanted me to do, how God wanted me to do it. And I'm still in that process. But as I've been watching God's hand or knowing God's hand, I know that, okay, yeah, this is it. And no, this is not it. And another reason why this topic was chosen too is because I've been talking to several people, and that's the biggest thing that has been in the conversation, of knowing what God is telling them to do and seeking out, trying to figure it out. But one thing one individual said to me was that, you know, they want to have like this special place that they could just be in where it's completely quiet or whatever. And that's the only time, or that's the only way they figure that they can really hear God. And I just reminded them that in the scriptures, God says there's nowhere you can go and he's not there. You can go to death, he's there. You can, you know, wherever, he's there. And so what I reminded them was that you might not can have that special place that you want it to be, this perfect place, but you can talk to him in your car on your way going to work. You could talk to him at your desk. You could take 5 minutes, go to the bathroom, and have your special time with God. It doesn't have to be a specific place. It just has to be any place at any time. And you just got to be open to it.
Yeah.
Well, not to, you know, once again, not to judge anybody's faith, not to judge anybody's belief in the Lord, but I don't even know if I want to say true believers. So let me put it this way. If you believe in your God, then you have to question when you can speak to him. You don't have to question where or when to talk to him. If you believe in your God, you already know that he's always there. You already know that he's there. Regardless of whether or not you feel him, see him, hear him, he's there. He's there. So that alone should be enough for you to feel comfortable to talk to him at any given time. Any given time, good or bad. So the topic today is knowing God's hand. What does that mean to me? Well, ironically, for the last couple of days, I've been saying, just without even a second thought, look at God. Look at God. And for me, like I said, ironically, that we came up with this subject, it just confirms how I feel about God. How I can feel it, I can think it, I can speak it when he has his hand on me. When he has his hands in something concerning me, that's God. Now, how have I gotten to that point? Well, once again, we've all been here where we felt like we could do whatever we needed done by ourselves. Until we got to the point where we felt like we needed somebody else to help us. But then there's those things that nobody can do for us but God. Nobody can put their hands in it, have their hands in it, but God, for it to be either done right, done better, or not done at all. And that's that communication. That's that relationship that you have to have with your God. So you'll know when his hands are in it, when his hands are not, and why. But at the same time, know that you had that relationship, that communicationship with him, that you can speak to him at any given time to confirm, God, is your hands in this right now? And if not, would you please put your hands in this right now? You don't need no closet, a car, a room. You don't need that. If you believe in your God, you already know that he is with you every step of the way. Every step of the way. Just waiting for you to call on him. That's what my God is. My God waits for me to call on him. But at the same time, I know he's there. Without my call, I know he's there. Because I've tried my best to follow his stuff. To follow his steps, follow his guideline. Even if I can't see the end, I know he's been there with me since the beginning. So he is my end. And with that type of faith, you don't need a specific spot, a specific place, a specific time to talk to your God. Now, if you feel comfortable, more comfortable being in a certain place, by all means, have that. But keep in mind, he's already there. He's there. He ain't going nowhere. As long as you believe in him, he's going to continue to believe in you. And even if you don't believe in him, he still believes in you. Come on, Sin.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because like we said, knowing God's hand. So my daughter just moved. She just moved and went back to a place where we used to live. We stayed there for about 12 years. And she said in the beginning, she was like, I am not going back to that place. I don't ever see myself going back. And just when they decided to look for a house, they looked everywhere. All the prices was not right or whatever where they were looking. But the place where we had came from, the prices were good. And she was just like, God, you just gonna have to change my heart on this thing. And it wasn't like nothing bad had happened there. It wasn't nothing like that. It was just, I guess, in her mind, she felt like she was going backwards if she went back. And so as the process went on, She started knowing that that was God, because it was like everything they needed, it was just lining up. So now that they're there, first thing she found out is that the oldest son, the school that he's going to, his grandmother's sister is the principal there. Then she go to take the middle son to his school, and one of our old church members, she's a teacher there. And she's confirming to her that this is a great school, this and that. And she just said she felt so good because my daughter is very protective of her kids. And that's one thing is, you know, when you start telling her and showing her that her kids are going to be okay, then she going to be okay. But everything has lined up from the time they move in their house. Matter of fact, I probably shouldn't be. Well, I'm saying. They got some free stuff, like tiles and brand new tiles for their house to put in on the flooring.
It's called favor.
Yeah. And so that's how you know God's hand. It just lines up. Now, will there be some bumps in the middle of it? Yeah, because even in their process of getting the house, it was, oh, y'all good financially, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden they come and say, oh, no, y'all not going to qualify for this house. So my daughter was like, oh, yes, we will, because we're supposed to be going. So she stayed with her faith, and it worked right on out. So there might be some bumps. So we're not saying that because God is in your life that you're not going to go through something. But what we are saying is that as long as you got God in your life, you're going to get through that something. Because God is going to bring you through it, not around it, over it, or under, but through it. And you're not going to look like what you came out of. And so I was just talking to another individual, and she was telling me that she lost her mom this last November that just passed. And then after she just lost her mom, just a couple of weeks ago, her nephew was gunned down, and he was only 17. And she said, Her sister, though, has peace. And she was like, she didn't understand it. And she said, her sister said, it's God. But the son was in and out of trouble. He stayed in and out of trouble. He was selling drugs. He was doing a lot of stuff. The mom constantly was praying for him. He was in and out of jail. And so what she said, her sister spoke at his funeral. And what she said was that she is at peace because she knows where he is now. She don't have to worry about him being somewhere he shouldn't be. She ain't got to worry about, okay, he ain't come home tonight and she's up. And though she would rather have her son, she has peace because she knows where he is because he did know God.
He's in a better place.
Yes. And so now she don't have to worry about him. Because he's like Harold said, he's in a better place, a good place. Knowing God's hand, you know, sometimes, you know, when I thought about that, you know, some of y'all might be like, well, how is that a good? Well, you know, sometimes we have these prayers. We praying for our family, our loved ones, and we think in our mind how it should look and how it should turn out for it to be a good thing, the answer to our prayer. But when you putting it in God's hand, and sometimes the way things happen, I'm not going to say God causes people to die, you know, like how my daughter got killed. I'm not saying that God ordained that. But what I am saying is that God worked a good thing out of that, because now I don't have to worry about her being with somebody abusing her. Now I don't have to worry about maybe her kids being in danger because she's entertaining somebody who's violent that can not only just hurt her, but can hurt those girls. So in all things, God is working, and he works it for our good. At the time, it don't look like it, but you will see it in the end. Harold?
Well, I love how you made that point that at the end of the day, not only do you have to believe in God, you have to trust God.
Yeah.
You have to trust in your belief, and you have to trust that you believe in God. Because if not, then you just straddling the fence. You just straddling the fence. It's not going to always be your way. It's not going to always be a positive thing that you get out of whatever the scenario or the situation is. But if you trust in God, then you understand and you know that it's done for a reason. It's done for a purpose. And it might take, definitely will probably sometimes take longer than you wanted to see the end or to see the positiveness coming from it. But trust and believe that it's there. If you can get to that part, to trust and believe that it's there, then that alone will give you the patience to wait on it. Because not only that, God is never late. Mm-hmm. He's always on time. What does that mean? Well, sometimes it's going to take you longer than you would like to find out why something happened. Mm-hmm. But once it gets to the timing of God and he gives you that answer, guess what? He's going to also remind you where you thought you would never get it. Mm-hmm. He's going to also remind you that he's never late, that he's always on time. And that point, at that time, is when you're going to say, you know what? Look at God. Look at God. Because that's what his hands mean. That's what we're talking about today. Knowing the hand of God. It's got several meanings to it, and that's why we have this podcast every week. We give you guys our angle so you can have something else to consider other than your own. So sometimes, hopefully, you can connect the two and make it a better day. Mm-hmm. Make it a better thought. Make it a better situation. Make it a better scenario. Because everything can be looked at better. Mm-hmm. Everything can be dealt with better. Mm-hmm. Everything can be felt better. But you have to have that belief in where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Where does that better come from? The hand of God. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. The hand of God. But you got to believe in that. You got to trust that. Mm-hmm. Because again, if you don't, you're straddling the fence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're hitting the missing. And God don't miss.
Right.
And his hands definitely ain't missing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about? What does all this mean to you? And what can it mean to you? We're hoping that you can take what we're given and include it to what you've already had. And just think about it differently than you've been. It might help, it might not, but it can't hurt.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. It can't hurt. Nothing that we're going to give you can hurt. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely something that you can utilize if you haven't already. Add to what you got and just see what happens. Mm-hmm. Give it to God. Mm-hmm. Give it to him. He's going to put it in his hands. He's going to show you how powerful he is. He's going to show you somehow, some way, how powerful he is when you put your belief and your trust in his hands. And trust me, you're going to get to that day. You're going to get to that point where you say, look at God. And you'd be amazed how it lightens people's face that believe in God. When you can say that, when you first and foremost, you can think it and then speak it. I did it today. I was talking to the guy that came to fix my windshield. He didn't know me from Adam. But guess what? We was brothers when he left. Because I spoke of God. I spoke of God. He came to fix my windshield. I said, hey, Marcus. He didn't know I knew his name. But I did that on purpose. I found out who was coming. God told me, do your homework and watch what happens next. I've been trying to get this window fixed forever. I said, today's the day. Guy came in the car. I said, oh, my goodness. I'm trying to get a whole windshield. I know he ain't got a whole windshield in the car. So he got out the car and said, Marcus. He said, Mr. Weaver. I said, I need a whole windshield. Well, I got you. I said, not in this car. He said, man, what you need? Real talk. He said, let me see what you're working with. He said, I'm the repair man, not the replacement man. I said, okay, then show me that you the man, period, and you can get this done. Long story short. He made a phone call. He said, Mr. Weaver, we're going to put a whole windshield in for you. Come Monday morning. I said, you know what the next thing I said? Look at God. Come on, Sam.
I was just thinking when Harold was talking, you got to get out your own mind. I was talking to a friend. I know he's going to listen to this podcast, but we were just talking, and it's like we pray, we ask God to handle something and to do it. But at the same time we're doing that, we already got our own idea in our head. And we start figuring with it in our head. And we got a lot of ifs. Well, what if this happened? Or, well, maybe I need not do that because then what is this going to look like? You know, your motives. And a lot of those things is keeping you bound because you've been praying and you asking God to show you. And you know the answer. But you won't move. So I'm going to give you an example. When I was in my last marriage, I stayed 12 years. In those 12 years, there were some good times, but there was a lot of rocky times. And those rocky times, even though I was not happy, I allowed myself to stay in it. And even though I prayed about it, I still allowed myself to stay in it because in my mind, I'm thinking, people looking at me. People going to say, oh, she can't keep a marriage. Oh, this is that. She a chaplain and this and that. And what my family going to say? And then in my own head, I'm like, is this it for me? Who want to start over at this age? So all those things was going on in my head. But then this thought came to me. And it had to be God. It had to be the Holy Spirit. My mom stayed in a marriage for 28 years where she wasn't happy. And she waited 28 years before she decided to walk out. And I said, that is not going to be my story. Because if I sit here, that will be my story. But that ain't got to be my story. And I'm not claiming that for my story. Because who wants to go 28 years not happy? 28 years with somebody, you're not even talking anymore. You just in the house. Y'all just going, you walk out and come in and don't say nothing. And I said, that is not, because what am I teaching my daughters? I have daughters. Not only my daughters, but my grandkids. Because everybody can feel the tension. Everybody can see it. And what I'm saying is that my thoughts, my mindset at first, because I'm worrying about the what is, it's going to be hard when I get out of here and this and that. But like Harold said, if I know my God, the way I know my God, and I prayed and I've asked for something, then I got to believe that he's going to do it. And will it be easy? It might not be, but it's the process of just being allowing it to take place, because you can stop your blessing. You could be the hindrance to your own blessing. You could be the hindrance to your own happiness. You can be the hindrance or the stagnation to your progress, to your prosperity, to your family. So don't let what you think, because God, his thoughts is way higher than ours. God can see your end. He knew your beginning and he can see your end. All you seeing is what's right in front of you. But when you put your hope in God, then you didn't put a hope in your future. And so all we're saying is that maybe you need to work on your faith a little bit more. Maybe you need to work on your trust, because maybe you got hurt and let down by people, but you can trust in God. Mm-hmm. You can give God that trust, because he won't let you down. Harold.
In closing, all I was going to say is that everything starts with you, but it doesn't have to end with you. And just keep in mind and trust and believe that God is with you either way. God is with you on both ends. So if all else fails, just turn to him. Talk to him. Put whatever you thought you could handle on your own in his hands. And watch what happens next. Like I said, it can't hurt. He's going to show you something that you couldn't see on your own. He's going to have you feel a way that you never even thought that you had it in you to feel. This is what God does. This is what the power of our Lord does, has and will do for you as well. But you got to trust him. You can't just believe in him. You got to give him both. You got to give him belief and trust. They work together in our behalf. Come on, son. Take us home. Take us out. I get a prayer.
So if you want to reach out to us, give us any comments, any topics you would like to have us talk about, you can send that to releaseitpodcast@gmail.com. Please rate us on the apps that you're listening to us on and share the podcast with other people. I think that's it.
Bow your head. Father God, we want to apologize for missing last week, but we knew there was a reason behind it. We knew there was a purpose for it, that we needed to wait until this week to give this more powerful podcast to make up for last week. We, without hesitation, knew that the topic of knowing God's hands was going to take care not only last week, but this week even more. So we hope that our message got across to all that needed to hear it. We hope that whoever did shares it with others so they can get it as well. We love you. We give you all the glory and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Next week, y'all.
We out.